This is rather smaller than this one. This one venue, you say. What do you prefer? This big festivals or that kind of club?
Right now I like festivals better. I'm just in sort of in that headspace, or something's been working out better about the festivals than the clubs.
Have you been all day here in this festival? It's kind of weird because I come from Serbia and we have one big festival. It's smaller than this one. But here I kind of get the impression that people don't really listen to music. They walk around all the time, eat a lot, like they're in a park and the bands just entertain them. Like when we go to the festivals, we're really into bands and just...
But every band that I've seen has thousands of people standing in front of them staring at them, so... There's a lot of different kinds of music here, so... I guess people just can see the bands that they like and then the rest of the time wander around and not pay attention. Maybe that's why. Oh, I'm just a little too tired to be, you know. I'm just very tired. But yeah, I generally do love seeing other bands and hanging out with them at these festivals. It's good. Just not today.
Seeing them play.
I'm ready to go home. I'm done.
Okay, tell me, let's talk about you're sleeping now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry to bother you, but tell me the name of your band is Pressed by Andy Warhol, but I read somewhere that the first name of your band was Andy Warhol's Wet Dream. Why did you change that?
Because the guy that we had planned on having as our bass player ended up not being our bass player. And then it just wasn't quite Andy Warhol's Wet Dream anymore. Its name didn't fit.
So it was just Dandy Warhol's.
The Dandy Warhol's.
And why Andy Warhol at all?
You know, he was sort of the first person ever to document his clique of kind of fabulous losers and you know, be able to show it to the rest of the world without any gloss or budget or anything, just art weirdness. And this kind of a collective of artists and, you know, just deviants and kind of fabulous weirdos has probably been going on forever, as long as people have been going on and making cities or towns. But he just sort of had access to the stuff and had, you know, the space, the building, his series of buildings that he had, the factories, and he just did a good job on that. He really got off his ass and he got the whole thing working. It was impressive and it did our scene. Did feel and does now again in Portland, Oregon, feel like just a little Portland version of that kind of a thing. And that's sort of who we meet in any town, is that kind of a thing. The name was just it was just appropriate to us, you know.
He would agree with you.
Yeah, we were told by all of his friends that we've met that he would have just loved us. As a matter of fact, I just saw a girl that I had a big crush on that I was introduced to by Steven Sprouse, who just recently died. Sad. Moving right along. I don't remember.
Okay, you were appearing in a documentary film called Dig. Can you tell me more about that?
yeah, it's these filmmakers filmed us and the Brian Jonestown Massacre on and off for 8 years. Finally made a film. Basically me telling the story of my meeting Anton, the singer from this other band, and then just following us through 8 years of our lives, randomly on and off. And although I haven't seen the film yet, it's certainly been winning awards and getting great reviews, and seems great. Everyone says it's lovely. So
I hope to see it.
Yeah, I'll see it someday too.
Tell me, after your first record, you signed for Capitol Records, and they made another record, and they refused it for
It was never finished. And we were too fucked up, you know, we were out of our minds during that time anyway.
Are those songs somewhere floating or...?
You can get them on our website. Mm-hmm. The album that never got finished. It's amazing. It's very cool stuff.
Do you plan to release it now, maybe?
It's on our website. It'll no major label would release it. There's no hope of having a radio hit single on it, you know. That's all the labels really care about for the most part, you know. That's their job, is to get shit on the radio, sell a lot of records. That's, which is why it's nice to have the internet. You can, you know, you can make wacko tripper little records and just put them on the internet, sell a few of them to the other wacko weirdos who want them. Yeah, of course, you always have to have some big idea. You always have to get some big idea. Yeah, otherwise you don't have anything exciting enough mentally to motivate you to do it. This was an experiment in not scheduling recording for us. This was just, for the first time, we own a studio. We're not paying rent about the building. And I'm just tired of, like, planning on having this person, you know, just, you know. There's a kitchen, there's movies there, there's a pool table, there's basketball, there's our friends hanging out, there's recording gear, just whoever shows up. And it's great, it's working out. It's a experiment in ultra beyond casual, not trying at all. See if that works. Can you make a record without trying, ever? Fun, every day, exciting, fun. He's just an amazingly smart and fun dude to hang out with, and he likes a good time. He's great. I like a lot of it, a lot of things that he does, you know. Duran Duran's first record was amazing. Their first record with Planet Earth on it, that's the one, that's the record. It's the one of the best records ever. Yeah, me too. It was incredible. Yeah. Much better than their subsequent records. Okay, next, last question.
Okay, last question is about Belgrade. I come from Serbia and Belgrade, and we really would like to see you, and we plan coming there. Do you know where it is?
I know where it is. I have a Croatian friend in Split, so...
Or Croatian, maybe, then.
So I know certainly where Serbia and Belgrade is, but no, I don't plan on anything I've ever planned didn't work out, so I quit planning.
Do you ever choose on which festivals or cities did you appear on?
No, but we choose which ones not to, you know, like I'd like to avoid England for as long as possible in my life. It's just kind of grumpy and weird there. And the weather is always bad.
You gotta make sure you take a massage.
Good.
Okay.
Alrighty. Thanks.